नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। इहाद्य संतमात्मानं विदामन ततः परम् येनेयं निर्मिता वीर पुरी शरणमात्मनः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ ग्रेट हीरो, वी ओनली नो दैट वी आर एग्जिस्टिंग इन दिस प्लेस, वी डू नॉट नो व्हाट विल कम आफ्टर। Indeed, we are so foolish that we do not care to understand who has created this beautiful place for our residence. This lack of Krishna consciousness is called ignorance. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, 5th verse, it is said, Parabhavasya tavad abodha jataha. Everyone is born ignorant. The Bhagavatam, therefore, says that we are all born ignorant within this material world. In our ignorance, we may create nationalism, philanthropy, internationalism, science, philosophy, and so many other things. The basic principles behind all this is ignorance. What then is the value of all this advancement of knowledge if the basic principle is ignorance? Unless a person comes to Krishna consciousness, all of his activities are defeated. This human form of life is especially meant to dissipate ignorance. But without understanding how to dissipate ignorance, people are planning to and building many things. After death, however, all of this is finished. Idyaha Idahdya santamatmanam vidamana tatparam yeneyam nirmita vira puri sharanamatmanaha. O great hero, we only know that we are existing in this place. We do not know what will come after. Indeed, we are so foolish that we do not care to understand who has created this beautiful place for our residence. Narad Muni is giving lessons about the Puranjan and his entanglement, every living entity is a Puranjan, and Pura denotes to the body of 9 gates. But this body was made from a single cell. And the single cell itself, which is acting like a microcosm, gives us a description of a macrocosm. And that is not exaggeration. What it means, what we see, the variegatedness with our naked eye all around us, is also in micro level existing within one cell. It is so complicated. To understand a cellular structure. Now, this description is not allegorical, but it is factual when we try to understand when the living entity enters into the realm of the three modes of material nature, which is acting under the three modes, these modes overtake. And especially, ignorance is so prevalent that in this particular Kali, it's nothing but ignorance. Other two, like passion and more of goodness, they are virtually very negligible. If a living entity is to be conceived in the mother's womb, first of all, more of ignorance. will be so much prevailing. But they are not intelligent. They may say, oh, the child is born out of accident. Accident is the grossest ignorance. Even though we may not find an apparent cause why it happened, and we blame it to the devil. The devil made it do, not me. You know? But this is the false ego. It is covering the Puranjan. Grossly. Now it happened that he has to act with some inspiration. He sees the inspiration in the form of a woman within that little tiny realm, and appreciates the figure. Not only that, he is getting attracted. Not only that, he is desiring to associate. And want to touch. So, how this introduction is happening? In the minutest level, is exactly happening at the grossest level, in the manifested form. Dhyayato vishayan spunsa sangasti shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bijayate, whatever it is. That is the whole chain, and here it is being described that Puranjan is attracted and want to associate very closely, intimately with an attractive aspect of our desire. Desire, however, must be guided. So, an inspiration to fulfill the desire, inspiration must be guided. And somehow or another, it is female in character, which is called intelligence. But this intelligence is devoid of the actual position and functionality of Puranjan. It is material. So material intelligence and anything acquired by material intelligence has virtually no value in the life. And Bhagavatam is describing is very, very affirmatively. And in Srila Prabhupada's purport, it's just like an outright cry against the demolition of materialistic culture. So Prabhupada says that anything other than Krishna consciousness is born of ignorance, and therefore it doesn't have any value. Doesn't have any value. The ignorance of the self is thus building up from time immemorial into, say, cycle of birth and death in 8.4 million species of life, and it gets stuck. And when it comes in human form of life, this intelligence is also becoming so much bewildering and harassing. Even knowingly, it puts us into trouble. Knowingly. Creates a network. Ignorance is also very, very specifically profuse, that it's looking like a network. And once in a little aspect of ignorance one enters into, he creates another reaction that will make it more entangled. So unless and until one comes out of the ignorance is not simple.
just to tell that yes, this ignorance and knowledge have been very well defined in the 14th chapter. Krishna gives a list what is jnana and rest is ajnana. To obtain him, you require so many steps to follow. But anything beyond that, it is all ignorance. Acharya upasana. You have to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get this knowledge. It is also a most requisite aspect of obtaining knowledge. Anybody who is doubtful about it, you know, he will not be a happy person. He will not be. And funny thing is that people try to quibble on the bona fides of one who knows and discriminately put so many other things. How much? But Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru Hoy. This is the simplest form that removes all the ignorance. Now, Puranjan right from the conceptual level gets into the ignorance. And he is asking about who the lady was, who this intelligence was. He wants to marry her, you know. And he gets married. So this is one of the conversation Puranjan is in the delirium, is asking her, and she is responding. What did he ask? My dear girl, your face is so beautiful, and your nice eyebrows and eyes, with your bluish hair, etc., etc. Kindly raise your head to see me. And Narada says that, my dear king, when Puranjan becomes so attracted and impatient to touch the girl and enjoy her, the girl also becomes attracted by his words and accepted his request by smiling. By this time, she was certainly attracted by the king. And she starts telling that, oh, human being, oh, best of the human being, I do not know who has begotten me. I cannot speak to you perfectly about this, nor do I know the names of the origin and who associates me. And they say, oh, great hero. Puranjan is addressed as great hero. There are heroes of different level. Some are heroes. Most of the heroes in material modes are those who possess high chivalrous or mode of passion to show something of a material power. They are called heroes. But in the Rakshas level, where the ignorance is more prominent, they are also heroes there. And many a times, Indra, when he is in good composure of his intelligence, he acts like a devotee, and he is also addressed as hero. Otherwise, he is also subjugated to the punishment of mode of passion and ignorance. So, she says, oh great hero, means, oh great hero who is on the topmost level of ignorance. Right? We only know that we are existing in this place. Most of us also know, I'm living, yes. But I do not know how Vrindavan is or what's around. Because if I'm engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defending without any purpose, what will be the value? As good as, you know, an ignorant person is there. But nonetheless, there are spiritual sides of Vrindavan, the effect of dham and association, accidental association with the sadhus will be there. So dham has a lot of potency. That is another side of the story. So even people come here with different motivation, they do not know nothing, you know. other than eating, sleeping, mating and defending, their animalistic, ignorant level of existence, you'll find so many. But nonetheless, they are subjugated by the spiritual laws of Vrindavan. So, accepting the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, we are talking that materialistic intelligence is simply geared on Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam Taya Apratachetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samadhavna Vidhiyate. Again, this real intelligence for the resolute determination that one must be engaged in service of Krishna, that determination does not arise in those who are simply engaged in sense gratificatory activities. It does not arise. It only arises by the mercy of devotees. Naishamatim tavat urukramangri. That intelligence, matim, will only arise when to eradicate all the anarthas born of the ignorance. Naspraśyati, praśyati na yadartham upashamam. Anarthas must be subsided to eradicate them. That is the purpose. Then and then, what activity will eradicate the anarthas? Mahiyasam yadi pada rajobhishekam. The great souls, unless and until, nishkinchananam na vrinita javat. This mahiyasam nishkinchananam na vrinit. If they do not come on their own accord to allow us to smear the dust of their lotus feet on our head. So sadhus have a great deal of function, but how many are? We see it becomes so much accustomed to see people come or going sadhu. They know it. But they want to touch his feet and put the dust even on his head. But regardless, they want the mercy, but they don't want to follow the instruction. Mercy will not be revealed until one is ready to follow the instructions. Therefore, knowledge about the sadhus should be there. One must know how to recognize a sadhu. Therefore, tradition also plays an important role. In Vaishnava tradition, it is very important. Other traditions may inherit some importance, but the association of devotees, pure devotees, is much more emphasized in Vaishnava tradition than the other traditions. So, lack of Krishna consciousness is called ignorance. It's plain and simple. That is a very, very bold statement, you know, in so-called advancement of intellectual pursuits, but it is being misused in the material sense, because matter is also born out of more of ignorance. It is dead, but Paramatma resides in an atom, makes it activated for the purpose that it may allow us to live. So, material intelligence cannot estimate the purpose of its own origin or where it has come about, how it is being assisted. So this lady is responding, Buddhi is responding to the soul that, oh great hero, we only know that we are existing in this place. Just like men and women, they know only that they are existing and they must get married and produce children. There is no other purpose. Right? We do not know what will come after. We don't know the future or any consequences that we are voluntarily indulging in the activities of mode of ignorance. We do not know. But nonetheless, we engage. Indeed, we are so foolish that we do not care to understand who has created this beautiful place for our residence. Here, the height of ignorance is said by the word foolish. If somebody accepts foolishness of one's own, then it must be understood that they have no other purpose, neither they are interested in the subject matter. But when a devotee accepts, knowing the purpose of human form of life, he may also say that we are foolish. Means our foolishness is how did we in first place get into the bodily conception of life. Means ignorant conception of life. Body is a lump of ignorance. Sharir avidyaja, lump of ignorance. This material intelligence, or other words, ignorant intelligence. Devotees have formulated a beautiful slideshow about this IQ, where the IQ is being measured in the modern scientific, psychological way, they say. But actually, it is nothing but ignorant quotient. This IQ is to be understood by devotees as ignorant quotient. Why? Because the intelligence is about the information only. If a person has more accumulation of information, he's said to be learned. He goes systematically through school, high school, college and university, and then gets a degree which is called upadhi. Dhi means intelligence, but it has been acquired by the material intelligence is called upadhi. In other words, is sarcastic, is called trouble. Upadhi means trouble. Adhi, vyadhi and upadhi. These three things are there. There's nothing but it's trouble. Accumulation of so much material knowledge is troublesome. Why? Because it contains nothing but information quotient. And information about what? The material aspect. Engineering is material. Any scientist or even so-called literature, just to make sure that they introduce some religious literature and which has been written by great scholars and sages even, they put some subjects in the arts and humanities. But we see that their conclusion is not spiritual, but material. So what happens? Such learned person did not come to the conclusive aspect of Krishna consciousness or devoting their life solely to Krishna. Their information is still remaining under ignorance. So IQ means ignorance. Ignorant quotient. And what is a big deal about measuring somebody's ignorant quotient? More the value of that quotient means he's more ignorant. Isn't it? That's why devotees made that little dramatic script on Professor and the Boatman. Professor and Boatman. So the idea is that IQ, don't get dissuaded by the word IQ. It is nothing but ignorant quotient. Alright? We are interested in spiritual quotient. So, for the devotees, how much spiritual quotient they have acquired in their sadhana and practice of devotional service, that is most important. Srila Prabhupada says that in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, 5th verse, instruction of Lord Rishabhdev, he says very emphatically, Nayam deha deha bhajam loke kastana kaman arhati vidbhujani. This is the first verse, not the 5th verse. Rishabhdev is telling to his 100 sons, that my dear boys, listen this, that no father will ever tell in the age of ignorance, Kali. Has anybody told? Even we are reluctant to tell in our devotional career when we raise children. Don't tell them like that. They will become sadhu. No, no. We have to train them. But fact is fact. Nayam deha. We are not this body. Deha bhajam. We are not the residents. We are the residents, but deha bhajam means we are not the enjoyers of the bodies either. Nriloke, in this human form of life. Kastana kaman arhate vidbhujaniye. This body is klesh, kasta. It is a trouble in itself. It gives nothing but trouble. And even the kaman, the sense gratificatory desires are enjoyed by who? Vidbhujaniye. Vidbhujaniye, stool eater hogs and dogs. If they can enjoy so easily, then why a human life should be spoiled after hard work simply ending up the activities of vidbhujan? Kastana kaman arhate vidbhujan tapo divyam putra kayan. Instead, become austere. Cultivate austerity in our life. And that austerity should be taken for pleasing Lord Krishna. Divyam. Tasmat saukhyam. Brahma saukhyam tvat anantam. Because if somebody becomes austere and controlled, he is eligible to be liberated and taste the nectar of Brahma Sukh, which is eternal. After all, we have to become happy. But sense gratificatory activities are not making us happy. But out of that ignorant factor, we indulge in somehow or another. So, therefore, in the 5th verse, he says, Nunam pramat, that is the 4th verse. Nunam pramat guru devi karma. Jadendriya, yad indriya pritrane apnoti. Tat sadumanye. Atmanoyam asat api kleshada asadeha. The ignorant soul thus end up acting vikarma. Vikarma means unprescribed activities. At the soul level, we simply desire. But this desire is being expressed by Puranjan to its material intelligence. And he doesn't know, he forgot. So, it is not good. For whom? Atmanoyam, for the soul. This yad indriya, if the aim of his existence or living in that particular place, any place, is only to enjoy senses. Na sadhu manya. I don't consider, Vrishabhdev says, I do not consider it is good for the soul. Because asad api kleshada asadeha. Even though the body is temporary, but it is simply giving miseries. So, what will be the situation of Puranjan itself? Tapparabhavasya abodhajata. Javanna jigyasam atmatattvam. There is a sure defeat in that existence of Puranjan. Parabhavasya abodhajato. Javanna jigyasam atmatattvam. Puranjan forgot his reality and he never has any inclination to understand his reality. Abodhajata. He still remains idiot. Abodhajata means idiot. Not ignorant. Because he has been told many times before also. And repeatedly remaining ignorant, even though you have been told repeatedly, then it's idiocy. The javanna jigyasam atmatattvam. Javat kriya, in that relationship, whatever the activities that will be pursued by him, then tavat manobhi, he will be getting those particular conceptions in the mind, and mind will become restless and will become cause of his repeated birth. Right? The javat kriya tavat manobhi karmatmakam eva sharir bandana. This karmatmakam is nicely explained there. Karmatmakam, first of all, atma doesn't do anything. He simply desires, but he thinks he is the doer. So, the karmas are applicable to atma. He has to take the reaction because he is attached to it. He is attached to it. So, Rishabhdev is clarifying this important aspect to become not swayed away by the sense gratification activities which are born out of ignorance. Rather, they should be applied in the minimized activity that will keep body and soul together and nothing more than that. And they should be performed please Lord Krishna. Because that aim should not be forgotten. That is Krishna consciousness. If we keep on forgetting, then it is nothing but ignorance. And who will be more responsible for one's own ignorance? Other than ourselves, nobody. We are responsible and we should pay for the price of ignorance. repeated birth and death. We will not come out from that. So, Prabhupada said that such activities are being performed under different isms. The ignorant aspect of Maya gives them slaps when they do not take Krishna consciousness. They forget Krishna, then Maya will give so many different isms to them to indulge in. Krishna bhuli gela ji bhogavancha kare, Maya tare paashe tere jhapatiya tare. She will give slaps, jhapat mare. Why? Because they will have to be dragged. So this is how the whole so-called humanity is also grown up in varied mic activity, very, very differentiated. Sukadev Goswami says, people are engaged in hearing the subject matters which are thousands in number. Srotavyadini Rajendra Nranam Santi Shastrashu. The subject of hearing are thousands. Just like here it is said, Apashyatam Atmatvatam. There also Sukadev Goswami says that. Okay. Srotavyadini Rajendra Nranam Santi Shastrashu. Apashyatam Atmatvatam Griheshu Grihimedina. Because they do not see Atma Tattvam, the reality of the soul. Therefore, even though they are situated in nice residence, they remain foolish. Therefore, said, we are so foolish that we do not care to understand that who has created this beautiful place for our residence. People make very comfortable places here to live. They don't want to be austere in Vrindavan. One sadhu was telling me, Maharaj, what do you think that all the forest area in Vrindavan has been destroyed? Do you think it is good? I said, for spiritual life it is not at all good. Not at all good. Because spiritual life must be austere. They have to accept some austerity in their life in order to remain, in order to maintain that intelligence controlled. If we are not put into austerities, then what will be our excuse? We have. And Kali Yuga is very austere. Kali Yuga is very, very good for developing Krishna consciousness. That however we may try to make our life easy, first of all, electricity will not work according to your desire. You have to be austere. However you may try to put comforts in your residences, there will be something coming. You won't get the service like in USA. People will come and take more money and give you some lesser service. So you'll be depending upon him. Everybody wants you to become dependent upon them. Here we come to depend upon Krishna and we end up becoming dependent upon others. So we have to give a break to our material intelligence and chant Hare Krishna. What is the easiest answer when anybody is in the trouble? Prabhu, chant Hare Krishna and you will be happy. It's not just an easy excuse to tell without, oh Prabhu, you do not understand, I don't have time to chant even. When there is trouble, Can you chant Hare Krishna? You chant forcefully. If you don't want to chant, then listen, call us and we will chant forcefully. It will enter in your ear. But do something. If you cannot chant, then call the devotees to chant for you. But be humble. Don't try to think that you are a master, you are a hero here. So devotees are getting very good lessons through the Puranjan story. And hopefully it will give us a good advancement. Sometimes we think this is an allegory, but it is not allegory. It is a factual description of reality. How we are trapped in the first place. It might have some poetic or some shringar ras is there, as in grammar. Grammar is filled with all this. But in connection with Krishna, if we understand this, then this is very, very enlivening. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question on that? Can you tell? It says we are engaged in and encaged in the gate of nine gates of the body. So how is it that we are realizing that it is the city of nine gates? Oh, forget it. Gates are gates. You do not enter through the gate. You can only exist through gate. You have already checked in. You cannot, check out on your... The nine gates are for existing. And you already checked in. There is I remember in 70s, in USA, there was an advertisement coming about a roach killer or a trap. Roach killer. You can enter in, but you cannot check out. You can check in, but cannot check out. Do you think you can go out of these nine gates on your own willfully? You are trapped. Nine gates are for you. Yeah, but the nine gates are there. But you don't want to come out from it. You are afraid. Why would yogis in transcendence, when they used to bypass all the nine gates and come out from the top of the head? It's not a gate. The yogi wants to escape the jail of the body. These are alluring gates. All the senses, five senses are there. They want to enjoy their objects of sense gratification. Nine gates are there. It's not just to evacuate unwanted thing from the body. Because the soul is riding and checking out which gate is better. But none of these are better. If anybody leaves from the lower gates, that is animal, and he surely goes to hell. Right? Annamaya. Then the other gates may be also denoting to pranamaya, manomaya, vigyanamaya. When you chant Hare Krishna and goes through your mouth, that's best. Right? Do we have a mic or anything? So, are you in a better position than ignorant person or not? So why to repent? No, you are asking for much more advanced association. So that will relieve you from other anxieties of chanting and the appreciation of your intense chanting or the intense desire of your heart can be understood that whom are you associating with. You will have to take little austerity, right, in order to advance. You have to choose your association. You have to shun off the other that is distracting. Do you know what are the causes of distraction? Even though the chanting should enter into the heart, you know, where you are situated, that's... But what are the causes of disturbances? That we have to find. These are the things that have been taught under the anartha nivritti. More we become free from the unwanted engagement, you know, more we will become free and happy and satisfied. There is no satisfaction in spiritual life also. You hanker more and more and more. But that is positive. That is the fresh butter, navanit, means the fresh butter. It is always newer and newer in taste every time if you eat. Stale butter, you may not. But fresh butter you will eat. It's called navanit. And Krishna is navanita chora. Alright? So just like that, and the hankering of spiritual advancement is also going to give you, through the proper association, newer and newer taste. That will enliven you all the time. It's not a stale taste. But one has to get rid of the unwanted things in our life and accept more and more of spiritual association. There is no other excuse. Hare Bhagavan Mata, can you pass on after him? Okay. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. I read in Srimad Bhagavatam that unless one has satisfied one's senses in youth, the path of renunciation is difficult. But satisfying one's senses is like pouring ghee into the fire. It just intensifies the blaze. Please explain this apparent contradiction. Hare Krishna.
There is no contradiction. The senses are given to... they are called knowledge acquiring senses. They are given to us to know our reality. Why they have been to be diverted from that aim? Sense gratification activities are diverting the aim. Knowledge acquiring senses, knowledge of whom? Of me. That I have forgotten because of coming into the association of matter. So how is it contradiction? There is no apparent contradiction. Who said that we have to satisfy our senses? And then we can satisfy Krishna's senses. No, it doesn't say.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Maharaj. Maharaj, as you said that in Kali Yuga, austerity is natural because it is, we are forced to, because there is no electricity and all these things are happening. But for the people who are striving to be in Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness, it's like usual for them, natural for them, whether there is electricity or there is no electricity. the devotees in between who are enjoying the luxuries, definitely they are suffering. And the karmi is the grossest materialist. They are suffering like anything. They are fully dependent on these facilities. And when we go to those places outside, we hear the number of people are committing suicide because they don't know other way out. They are fully dependent on these.
Rupa Goswami gave us the principle of Yukta Vairagya. If the devotees are not developing the detachment necessary to positively serve in Krishna's service, whatever they have, you know, that idea may be only working like a tube light doesn't spark very immediately. It may take time to ignite. But one has to get into the fire of detachment and it will glow faster. The detachment, Yukta Vairagya is essential for the devotees, those who want to advance. But the ultimate aim of Vairagya should be achieved through Yukta Vairagya. So how long you will put up a limit that those who are having opulent lifestyle but they are devotees, but how long they will be in that opulent lifestyle? Kali is not going to spare nobody. Rather, those devotees want to advance, cultivate humility. More one becomes detached, more humble he will be. Because he has to depend upon Krishna only and nobody else. Their service may be useful in propagation, so they may be given some importance. That's another point. But it is not the ultimate point. We have to see how they advance in their detachment. Earlier the better. Can you speak in the mic, please? I cannot hear you. Put it on, Prabhu.
Sir, it's my request to you. Would you like to express your idea about
Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvalokam Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvam Shanti Mruchati? Shanti, the eternal peace, is obtained when you firmly know and realize that Krishna is the enjoyer of all the activities. Because he is the proprietor of all the planetary system. And because he is also the well-wisher who is sitting in our heart, not to allow us in engaging sense gratificatory activities. He may fulfill our desires, but he will not fulfill the desire of sense gratification. He will give punishment because it is not meant for. So he is our well-wisher. A well-wisher is not a bad-wisher. So if you know three things, you will have eternal peace. Okay. Can you pass on, Prabhu?
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. Maharaj, I have this important question for me. As you said, that we must have developed a detachment in order to advance in our spiritual life. Is it right that detachment will come from austerity? First we have to practice austerity and then we can become detached and then we can get bhakti. A lot of devotees say that if you practice austerity alone, for example, choosing to stay in simple, in a simple apartment, say a luxury apartment, but that's just an example I'm taking. That's not austerity. It might be really hard for someone. Some other things to do might be more severe austerity for some other people. So, if we, you know, and a lot of times we experience that bhakti or love or praying is not coming at the pace at which it should be, so if we carry on with too much of austerity, then we feel like we get more attracted towards sense objects.
Prabhupada defines austerity as to voluntarily take inconvenience. Right? And this inconvenience does not threaten our life. So do you think that you are a young man and you have to enter into grahasthashram and fulfill the desire of... No, that is needed as much as it is required. Not other. But if you become detached by not getting entangled into it, that state is available even brahmachari life or grahastha life or even other two stages. The necessity of detachment has to be cultivated as strong as possible in the early stages so it can last long in the later stages. That's how the Gurukul has been set up. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasantanto Gururhitam. He is to live for the sake of the Guru. Guruhitam, not his hitam. So when people are defining their different stages, I do require, but then they have also to define how much time I will take out to get detached. People do one-way track, but actually it's a two-way track. If you think only for your advancement, then you should also think what will be the hindrances that you will have to face. Kali Yuga is advancing so fast. All the symptoms that have been described in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have been already displayed. Only intensity will increase. So do you think anybody is going to be spared? So better cultivate austerity. Simple living does include austerity. So that the sadhu was really perplexed. As, Maharaj, what do you think? Is it necessary that all the forest area have been chopped up for people to live? Are they going to become Krishna conscious? Are they going to become all austere? Then they do not need all these things. We may have as much, but here the proliferation, as for example Vrindavan, is nothing but as an investment property. They are not going to stay here. So it's completely an off-track situation that we are committing so many offenses. Vrindavan Vas is essential for those who are going to become 24-hour engaged in Krishna's service. That is important. But people are putting, if you want to invest money, invest in Vrindavan. But does it have any bearing on Krishna consciousness? People should, we should invite everybody to come and stay in Vrindavan and take the advantage of satsang. Prabhupada introduced for that purpose, not as an investment approach. austerity should be there. Austerity was the means of purification in the age of Satya Yuga. But don't you think Krishna consciousness is beyond Satya Yuga? Then why would not austerity require? If it is higher principle than even the means of austerity in Satya Yuga, but more we get into more expedite nature, we will cultivate and to become austere and absorb Krishna consciousness without much hindrance. That's the role of detachment is there. So then, who would be? You will be the most beneficial. Krishna will show mercy, you know, faster. And following four regulative principles is a great austerity. And people make alibis. Three principles. People lose the aim of Krishna consciousness and then, you know, put so many questions. Aim should not be... We are discussing on the principal aspect and it cannot be compromised. We may describe in different ways, but the fact remains same. Thank you very much, Glorious Prabhupada.